From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are for the fans, the Bleed Blue Show, the Ice Prospects episode here on the Rink Podcast with Ranger Proud. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and Stitcher apps. Shout outs to RP. Give him a good shout out as far as the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. We both still said Boston, even though we said Boston in seven, I think. He said seven, I think I said six. But nonetheless, Boston forced into game seven. Also, I want to get into some of the ice prospects as far as the NHL draft in the subsequent week after the Stanley Cup playoffs will be next Friday in Vancouver, British Columbia. However, let me start with the playoffs real quick first. I'll say this. That was a hell of a game by the Boston Bruins. Matter of fact, it's been a hell of a game by the road teams in this series. I thought Boston responded very well on the road, game six, St. Louis, the crowd was ready to rock and roll. I saw the concerts and I saw the pregames and all that. But here's the thing, man, especially with Boston, this is twice in this series. They've got it out to early leads, especially halfway through the first period. The pressure, the forechecks, the causing of the turnovers really rattled the St. Louis Blues, which really somewhat of a characteristic that they've done in the playoffs. I mentioned that in the playoffs versus San Jose. But they really opposed their will in the first period, particularly if you go back halfway after the Bergeron goal, later in the first period, I think the back-to-back goals, about almost a minute and a half from each other with Coyle and Corrali, because it went from 1-0 to 3-0. It's like a lot of the adrenaline from the St. Louis Blues, the Tereschenkos, the O'Reillys, especially Jordan Binnington, the goalie. It really demoralized them. I like what the head coach of the St. Louis Blues said, as far as nobody thought the Blues would be there in January where they were in last place. And look where they are. They're playing in Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals. And that's a great perspective to look at it as. You could look at it like that. I mean, as far as it's a half empty or a half full type of take from the head coach. They said they got one more in them. They're going to go for it. It is what it is. I like that approach. Now, who's going to win the game? You already know where I stand. I still stand with, the Blues. I want them to win. I still think the Bruins will win the series. And I really would love to see the St. Louis stick it to Boston in Game 7 on their home ice for all the obvious reasons we said over and over against Boston teams. But Bergeron, it's good to see him get going as far as Torrey Krug. DeBrus, who's been quiet, was very excellent with the passing and setting up the players in this game. And I saw a little bit of Johansson later on in the third period as well. Pasternak, who probably has the best speed on the team, was very, very, very solid in this game too. His speed and explosiveness. I mean, the fact that if you really look at it, the Bruins scored maybe three goals in a matter of 3 minutes. Between the end of the first and early in the second period, and it was 4-0. The game was over. So at that point, everybody, it's like St. Louis, maybe they took the right approach. You're supposed to play hard. Yeah, you're supposed to skate, finish shifts. But in a situation like this, do you really think you have the firepower and the mental capacity to come back down 4-0? To start the second period, basically. And I think their approach is, you know what, we're out of it. We're going to try to come back later on in the series. We're going to lay it out all on the line in Game 7. And it's not. We've seen that St. Louis has been a great road team in these playoffs. You saw what they did to Winnipeg. You saw they've won two games in Boston. Why not win the third game in Boston? This has been a great series, a great Stanley Cup playoff series. There's been a lot of very good series, but this was borderline great. Not a lot of memorable moments, but definitely a back and forth momentum swings for the both of these squads. But yeah, I mean Boston, they really did a number on the St. Louis Blues, because even going up 1-0 and then the two goals in the third in the first period, go up 3-0, and they come out the gate with the passionate goal and make it 4-0 at the time. Even when St. Louis finally got on the board on the Barbashov power play, Boston responded literally over a minute after that goal to make it 5-1 off the Torrey Krug goal. They did an excellent job with responding. The power play for the Boston Bruins is one of the best in the playoffs. I mean, with Bergeron's power play goal, you got Pastrnak. You have the crew goal. I mean, that unit is flying. Now, the penalty kill for the St. Louis Blues has been shaky, and it's really not a lot of confidence. I don't have a lot of confidence in that unit going into Game 7. That is with Johansson and everybody else starting to pick up. We haven't heard their names. We talked about that on the last episode. It's really – all in the Stanley Cup Wednesday. I can't wait for that game. Should be an excellent one. Tereshchenko is probably going to get a goal. I think O'Reilly is going to get a goal. I think Boston wins 3-2, 4-3, something along those lines. A one goal deficit. I think St. Louis probably gets the early goal. Not an early goal, but maybe the first goal. And I think Boston responds with two. Maybe one in the first, maybe one in the third. It'll probably be 1-1 through two periods, and then Boston will probably take over 25% into the third period. Bennington, who's a rookie goalie for the Blues, he's got to shake these off. I mean, he's had a couple of these stinkers, and they've been riding with him. They show a lot of confidence in him. But some of the five-hole goals that he's given up, some of the poor mismanagement of puck play and your position on the ice, he's got to play better. There's no doubt about that. And the penalty kill, or just not even the penalty kill, but the Blues situation in net, I mean, on defense, you have to stop the stupid penalties. They have the four penalties the Boston Bruins capitalized on, all four of the power play goals, man. I mean, whether it's Maroon's penalty, or if Barbashov or Perron, they got to stay out. Or Ryan O'Reilly, silly penalties. You got to stay out of the penalty box. Boston's been killing you, and if St. Louis is doing that, it's all she wrote. Boston's going to win this series. If they play the same game, if St. Louis played a control, not take as much risk like they've done in some of these games in the playoffs, St. Louis definitely could go in Boston to win, and that's what we would love to see. So I am sticking with the Boston Bruins over the St. Louis Blues. Hopefully I am wrong. Hopefully Ranger Proud is wrong. We got one more week into the NHL playoffs, okay? We got not NHL playoffs, the NHL draft. I know there's been a lot of talk about the top two picks, with Kapokako from Finland, of course, Jack Hughes from the States, who's been on the U.S. team. I mean, there's a lot of good players. This doesn't affect the New York Rangers, per se. I know we are one of the quartets talking blue shirts, but Cousins and Zegras from the USHL. You got Philip Broberg. You get to see some of these guys' tapes. Some of these guys are going to be day one being the top nine in the lineup in the NHL. You know, a lot of guys, there's a lot of projects in this draft. Didn't get to see a lot of people. Now, there was a guy by the name of Ryan Suzuki that RP had mentioned last week out of the OHL, and I think he's a pretty damn good player. And that's a particular a center forward. He can probably play both could probably come up from Hartford, draft him, put him into the AHL with the Wolfpack. You know, there's some good players Suzuki, I do definitely like, and I told him about Connor McMichael from the also from the London OHL team. Ryan Johnson from the USHL. There's some good, some decent talent, some projects, but nonetheless, I think the Rangers, in a sense, should look or anticipate for. That's probably something I'll definitely, we will attack next week on an NHL, a full NHL prospect episode after the Stanley Cup Finals. Because got that next thing Friday. Rangers got the number 2 pick. You got the number 20 pick. Who knows if they're going to stay there. There's other players like Bobby Brink that's also on that same team with Ryan Johnson that's very good. They had a good year at the USHL. I didn't see too many people from the KHL that's entering the draft like you saw in the last couple of years. So I know going back to last year's draft, and we were all frustrated, including myself, as far as Rangers fans, as far as the pick we had with Wahlstrom, and we and I think kind of RP's point as far as going with the guy who's played in, as a younger guy against grown men in one of the top leagues in the world behind the NHL and the KHL, Kratsov is probably ready to go next year with the blue shirts. So other guys in the draft will definitely dig deeper as far as the second and third rounds. But like I said, the guys I definitely like as far as forwards, because I haven't really paid attention to the defensemen like that. Not to say that the Rangers would not draft those guys, but the Rangers are very defensive-minded, heavy on, in their farm system and currently on this team. Definitely need a lot of improvement. You can always draft more, but they've drafted a couple of guys. They got a couple of guys in the AHL with the pack. So I'm just looking at particular forwards and centers that's probably going to be there available, looking at some of their game tape with the USHL and the OHL as well. I said this last week to RP because that was something that was one of my keys, was to watch more small circuit hockey. And I started doing a good job, but it's really hard to keep up with a lot of the sports because not just the hockey, the NBA, the NFL is going on at the time, college football, and then, of course, my love for binging regular TV shows. The OHL just fell out of the rotation. It's really, really hard. But I did see some of the games, and I can speak on what I see. And I like the Connor McMichael guy from the London OHL team. I think if the Rangers, if he's there, the Rangers should go after him. I think he'll be a nice fit. He'd probably be able to come up in a year or two, and that'll be a nice piece for the future, as far as if they decide to draft him at that number 20 pick, because, you know, they could definitely do have a lot of move back in the draft, get additional picks, and do additional things with the farm system. Other than that, this was not going to be a long episode. My point, this was, now, like I said this last week, because I really anticipated the Blues getting past the Bruins, and I was wrong. This is definitely, finally, the last episode of the 2018-19 NHL season, the last game of the year, no matter what happens, is going to end on Wednesday night. I still have the Boston Bruins over the St. Louis Blues. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong with the jinx. I hope I'm right with the jinx. Hope I'm wrong with the pick. But I've been kind of one game behind. If I said the Blues were going to win, the Bruins won. If I said the Bruins were going to win, the Blues won. It's really, I've been like lagging, like just a game behind on each one, man. So my thing is this, man. Let's get it going, man. This great NHL season. It's been great talking these playoffs with Ranger Proud and getting good feedback from the stakeholders, e-stakeholders who listen to our content and like to have their opinions through us, through Ranger Proud, through myself, on our pages and through the audio, man. So we'll be back next week for sure for a full episode on the ice prospects. As far as we get deep into the draft, I'll have more information on the second and third rounds after I look at some tape over the weekend and have a good time. Other than that, Sangre Azul, ladies and gentlemen, bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.